10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Without further ado, here's your host, Sue Suwacki.
Well, natural disasters are the stuff that fear is made of. We can prepare for them, but we can't prevent them. We can anticipate them, but we can't accurately predict them. And if we could, they wouldn't be much of a problem. Welcome to Aging Info Radio, and here we are again, Sunday, so good to me, and I hope it's good to you. And if you want to listen to our show live on the web, go to aginginforadio.com and scroll down on our homepage and click the Listen Live button. Well, it could be a drought, a wildfire, flood, tornado, earthquake, tsunami, or blizzard, and these natural disasters put us in our place on a fairly regular basis, letting us know that the planet, not humanity, is in charge. And today we're going to talk about before and after a disaster. And as common sense, as much as it seems like common sense, so many times we are not ahead of the what ifs. And it can make a huge difference in many of our lives if we are. Well, my guest joining me today to talk about disasters is Norris Baron, who is known for helping people avoid staying up all night and worrying about business and personal issues. He's made a career giving people straight talk on tough topics, and Norris is known nationally as a speaker, workshop leader, and author, and a coach to hundreds of people, and so much more, including his book. And his book is When Disaster Strikes Home, 101 Plus Ways to Protect Your Family from Unthinkable Emergencies. Welcome, Norris, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue, very much.
Well, why should people be prepared, Norris, for a disaster emergency?
Just think of everything that's going on around us. You know, we had Sandy, and we've had the terrorism attack, and we have shootings, and we have all kinds of events that keep going on, and they impact our lives. They interrupt our lives. They interrupt our families. They create a great deal of stress and anxiety, and I think it's important. Just like everything else we do in life, we should have a plan. You know, we all have spare tires in our car because we're afraid of something happening. Well, we should have a plan for something bad that happens. When the power goes out at home, we need a plan. What do we do?
Well, there you just touched on something that I've always said. If the power grids went out for an extended period of time, I mean, you would have no access to paying for things because most people use plastic. The technology and the communications would be completely down. I mean, it would be a very scary thing. And I mean, what would the kids do without their phones?
It's no question. That's a big problem. But everything in our life comes to a standstill. We depend on the refrigerator. We depend upon lights. We depend upon air conditioning or heat. Everything we do is dependent upon electricity. But yet so few people have a plan. Even if they stay where they live, how long can they stay? How long can they get along? And we've seen time and time and time again where these things happen 2 or 3 or 4 days. We have power failures in the Chicago area all the time because of weather. What do people do? All I know is preparedness can eliminate a lot of stress and anxiety, and that's really what I'm all about. I give people hope by saying, hey, if something bad happens, you have a plan. We can make something better.
Well, I know at Costco they were selling food supply, dry food boxes that you could buy in case of a disaster. Have you seen those?
Absolutely. They're on the internet. There's so many of them. There's no limit. But more importantly, we all have a lot of food in our house in cans and in bottles and jars that we can survive with. But it's the fresh stuff that I think people get very concerned about. You know, we don't have milk for children, for example. But beyond that, we still need – this is just like going on a camping trip. You've planned for a camping trip so you have everything that can be making you comfortable. And I tell people the same thing. Think of disaster preparedness as going on a camping trip. What would you need? The clothes, the food, the shelter, all of that. We can go through a whole list of it.
Yeah, let's do that. I mean, what should be your top things in a disaster supply kit?
Absolutely flashlights. Absolutely batteries. some way to communicate with family members, whether it be a cell phone if they're working or even a family radio. Today, these family radios, these little handheld radios, do wonders. You want to have everything that you would need at a minimum so that you can be comfortable, you can be fed. If you have a medical issue, you can deal with that. If you have a cut, you can deal with that. So it's the basic fundamentals of what we need to be able to survive, at least at a minimum. So again, so we're comfortable, we're warm, or we're cool, whichever it was. You have to have the right clothes, you have to have the right shoes. So those are the kinds of things that I really worry about.
What about water? I mean, what do you suggest here? I know this may sound pretty far-fetched, but I buy gallons of distilled water all the time to put in storage.
I'm going to dispel a common thought, and that is that we should prepare for 72 hours. That's probably been the prevailing view. I think what experience is now showing us, we need to be prepared for a lot longer than that. The cost of buying a case of water, fresh water in bottles, is like $2.50 or $3. You can buy 3 or 4 of those cases for a whole family and have a week's worth of water if you need it. That's the kind of thinking we need to do.
So there's no certain amount that you say per person if you had a disaster, say, for a week where you needed water?
Again, the prevailing view is you should have at least a gallon per person per day. So if you have a week, you know, you're talking, and a family of four, you're talking about roughly, you know, 20 gallons of water. That's pretty clumsy to go carrying around that weight. But if you have the bottles in these cases, it makes it a lot easier to, you know, to handle.
Now, the medical issues, I mean, this is very big. I mean, even when people fly on airplanes and check their luggage with their prescriptions in the suitcase, that's kind of crazy. Yeah, they should definitely have them as, you know, in the little bag in the quart baggie to check through security and with them.
I never travel with my medication that I need other than with me. It's always in my pocket or my briefcase. That's essential. So what are the things that you really need when you're traveling? I always have a spare pair of glasses. When I replace a pair of glasses, I always keep the old pair just in case. And the meds. I always have the meds for the whole family with me when I need them. There are some things you just cannot put in your luggage. And even if it's in your carry-on, if you get separated from your carry-on, which in some of the smaller planes, some of these regional where you have to actually give them your luggage, these kind of things could get separated. So you need to be really careful. This is about thinking ahead. What could happen and what kind of response am I going to have to make? So if I know that I'm going to be, for example, in an airport for 2 days and my meds are in my bag somewhere, I could really be in trouble. So keep them with you. Right. A plastic bag, put them in your pocket. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, there's another issue, too, that I think is very important to talk about, and that is pets, family pets. I mean, what is your plan there if there is a disaster? And, I mean, I've seen through disasters where they don't allow your pet to go with you, and I guess I would just have to stay behind.
The plan is always to have a plan.
There you go.
You need to make sure that you always have your shot records of your pets, always, because if you do get a chance to take your pet with you, assuming it's a dog or a cat, you do need that information. You should always have a leash, and it should not be a leather leash. It should be a chain leash, because otherwise pets can cut through them with their teeth. So you need to have a leash. You need to have a collar. You need to have the tags that's appropriate, plus the any medical records. And you need to have some basic food. Fold up anything that'll hold water for a pet, and obviously some kind of a food supply.
Mm-hmm. You know, in teaching this, and I'm sure you do your lectures on disasters and how to, you know, be prepared for it. What are some of the biggest pitfalls that you see?
Well, first of all, I see that too many people, unfortunately, don't prepare for a disaster. Businesses do not prepare, and too many people don't prepare. It's really not something that we can't do. I think most people just don't know how. They don't know what to do. So if I say to people, think about a camping trip, it begins to give them at least an idea as to the kinds of things. Because most people understand what it would take to go on a camping trip. You know, again, you want to have clothes. You want to have a way to be able to stay warm. You want to have basic fundamental food, et cetera. So I think what I want people to do is to think about this preparedness thing somewhat seriously. We're not having any less disasters. And besides, disasters don't have to be disasters. They can be any kind of an event.
Well, that's like your book, 101 Plus Ways to Protect Your Family from Unthinkable Emergencies. And, I mean, there's stuff there that, you know, you think, oh, this is an emergency and I'm definitely not prepared. And I'm sure it's difficult to prepare for all of this. But I think one of the reasons that people don't prepare, it's like aging. It's not something that you really want to look at.
Well, take this for example. People that work away from home, for example, downtown. So let's say you have pets at home or you have a senior at home and you have to get home and all of a sudden you find the trains are not running for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, you have, and if communications die at the same time, what's a major weather event? Mm-hmm. Now you can't get home. So how do you communicate with your family members to take care of them? What's the plan to be able to have that kind of an event covered?
Yeah, that's where you definitely have a plan B. And I'm here with Norris Barron. We're talking about disasters today and how to prepare for them. And you want to stay right here on Aging Info Radio. And when we get back, we're going to find out even more. We're going to find out why it's good to help other people after a disaster and how that actually helps you. We'll be right back. So stay right here on AM 560.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Where is here? Lexington Square in Elmhurst and Lombard, where seniors enjoy a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Active seniors find lots to do, while those needing assistance or memory support get all the attention they deserve. To learn more, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. Lexington Square. You'll like it here.
Is concern for your aging loved one preventing you from being productive at work or enjoying your vacation? You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with home care and geriatric care management services. Our caregivers can help with bathing, transportation, meal planning, and lots more to make things easier. We specialize in taking care of your family like our family. Partners in Senior Care, call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Join the scores of people that know how good tart cherries are for your body. Use it every day to help recover from strenuous activity and workouts. Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate is loaded with antioxidants that help the body heal. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or go to aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
Are you skeptical or confused about reverse mortgages, or have you heard negatives? The truth is they're a powerful tool that can help eligible homeowners 62 years and older obtain a tax-free cash flow. Education and information are key. Call your highly qualified experts at U.S. Lending and Finance. Get the facts and get your questions answered. A reverse mortgage can greatly impact your lifestyle and is worth finding out about. Call U.S. Lending at 630-205-5637 or go to uslendingltd.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Susan Wacky, your host, and my guest today is Norris Barron. He is nationally known for giving straight talk on tough topics. We are talking about a tough topic today, and we are talking about disasters. Norris, when a disaster hits, I've heard that it's best if you help others out, you're really helping yourself. Because I think in a really large disaster, people don't know what to do. They just don't.
I'm guessing that most of your listeners at some point in their life have been in a situation whereby things were turned upside down, whether it be a power failure or an auto accident or a fire, something. So the key question is then, how do you react? What do you do? I think most people go into panic mode. Mm-hmm. Let's say the power fails at home and you have zero power and you can't even find your way around to get the flashlight. People, I think, panic. Not that it's a major panic, but it's very unsettling. So the question is, how do we solve the problem of saying, hey, if you have a plan, you'll feel a lot better. You'll have hope. You'll be able to handle yourself and your family and your pets and whatever else you have to do in life. But by helping others, you take control of your situation much more than you would if it was just by yourself. So let's say you're living in an apartment building and there's a major power failure and you just feel really like this is depressing. And then people start running into the halls and all of a sudden you have some very unsettled people. So if you take charge, and some people will say, hey, hold on, you know, I've got a flashlight or I've got this or that. All of a sudden, you forget about the scariness of the moment and you rise to the occasion, so to speak, and you have a whole new mission. That's very powerful.
Just the connection, too, that you're not in it alone and that there is somebody or you're taking a leadership role in that situation to make sure that everyone is alive and okay.
Yeah, I like what you just said. You're taking control and you're not alone. And that really helps. And I've been, by the way, in an apartment building after a mini tornado that happened when my wife and I got first married many years ago. The glass is blowing everywhere. People were literally going crazy. I'm very scared. We went into the hallway and we started helping people, you know, get a hold of themselves. It isn't so bad. Stay in the hall. Here's a flashlight. You know, if you're cut, we'll help you. It really made a whole difference. It changed the whole dynamics of the event. You forgot about the event and you worried about, hey, we got to help people.
Yeah, that's where towns come together and rebuild and people really work together. Now, you were talking about earlier if you're on a train or you're taking the train from the suburbs to the city or vice versa, and the trains are shut down. And, you know, people are stranded, say they have no way to communicate, and they're in a situation where they have either, you know, kids at home, not babies, but children, at an age that can stay alone after school or an aging loved one. Pets, what do you suggest here?
And my thinking on this started in a real live event that happened in Chicago not too many years ago, where we had an incident of a shooting in a law firm in downtown Chicago at about 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. In the basement, in the lower level of this particular office building, was the Ogilvy Transportation Center.
Mm-hmm.
When the police came, they took that whole building and seized it. So everybody that was in it had to stay there. They locked down the train station. So now we have 50,000 people on a Friday afternoon that wanted to go home. There was so much activity that getting a cell phone signal was impossible. So we've got all these people that could not go anywhere. They couldn't call home. They couldn't take care of their kids. They couldn't get to to pick up their children. It was a problem. We need to educate our family members to the extent that we can. Say, hey, if something like that happens and you can't reach me, you need to have a plan. You go next door to the neighbor or you do something. But we need to really practice this. This is really important stuff.
Yeah, to know that if I don't contact you and I don't come home and you know that something's going on, that you do have a way to move it forward for yourself so that you either pick up the phone and call, you know, a relative, a friend, a neighbor, or do whatever you need to do to not be alone, especially if it's children or an aging loved one.
You're right. There's not much we can do with the pets, of course, but a lot of people are concerned about that. So, again, you need to have a plan. What happens if you can't get home for 6 or 8 or 10 hours or even the following day? You may have a situation you need to deal with, but nonetheless, there may be a neighbor you can ultimately call and say, hey, you know, if you have to break in the window next door, break in the door window if you have to, but get in the house and take care of my family.
Yeah, and you know, you say prepare for disasters. I mean, things like that is about being proactive. But I mean, when you're stuck in a situation like that, such as 50,000 people stranded and not being able to get home, what do you suggest there, Norris?
Well, again, we all have to have a plan. So if you're the working person downtown, you want to have a plan for what you're going to do in terms of being able to get home. It may be a cab. It may not be a cab. And maybe you know you have a calling tree for other people to be able to get you home, whatever it takes. So you need a plan in two cases. You need a plan for yourself. You need a plan for the people that you care about in your life. And, you know, you may be separated from another family member who's in a similar situation, but you can't connect with them. So we need to sit down. I tell people this all the time. They say, well, how do I make a plan? I tell this to people all the time. Sit down. Have a family meeting. Okay? It's not so matter what happens. It's a question of when we lose communication or we lose access, or we lose power, or we lose something, we have a plan. We know what we're going to do, especially the kids. Let them know. If something happens, here's what you're going to do. Step one, step two, step three. It's worth doing. And I really, really love to see families have that kind of a family meeting.
Yeah, there's another area, too. I was in a steakhouse in Aruba, and it took a week to get a reservation, and we were eating the last night on the island, and there was an island-wide power outage due to a strike, which had never happened in the history of Aruba, and we were just finishing and able to pay. So what do you suggest to people, like if they're in a restaurant or some place like that, maybe even a work environment, and there's a power failure?
You never have to know how to get out.
Mm-hmm.
All too often, I think we've all been in restaurants where you can get end up in a room that's away from the front door, no windows, no real exit strategy to get out except the way you came in. But if the power fails, how are you going to get out? How many of us carry a flashlight in our pocket or purse for a situation like that so we could find our way out? So, again, when I go into a restaurant that I'm not familiar with, I always watch where I'm going and try to make sure that I have at least mentally a picture of how I would get out of that restaurant. And it happens a lot. One of the things that I tell business owners, whenever you have people that are in your business that are only visitors, you need to make sure that there's a plan to get them out of there because they may not know how to get out. You know, you get work people working in an electrical cabinet, for example, and if all of a sudden they kill the power and they can't get out, that's a big problem. So it's a matter of thinking ahead what happens if. Again, it's not a cause of the event. It's how do we respond to the event.
Well, right there with you saying, you know, helping other people allows you to even help yourself through it. I mean, that's where connecting with other people is so important and realizing that everybody is feeling the anxiety, the fear, the same type of emotions. So playing into those just expands on them.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my worst fears is I always worry about major wind. I don't like major wind. I don't like big wind. And occasionally we'll have 50, 60, 70 mile an hour winds here in the Chicago area. And I always worry about a tree falling on the roof and causing major damage to the house. But on the other hand, I always worry about, because I have the dogs, what happens if I have to get out of there and I can't take the dogs with. That's a big concern of mine. So I try to think ahead. What would I do if I have a major power failure and I couldn't stay there? Where would I go? Especially if it's widespread and there's a lot of people in a similar situation. Where are you going to find the place to go? So you have to have a feel. I never go home at night without a full tank of gas, for example. That's really important. If I have to get in my car and I have to drive, I can at least get where I need to go. Because, again, if power fails, the gas stations don't pump gas. So that's a big problem for us.
Yeah, there's just a lot to look out for. And I'm talking to Norris Barron. He is Straight Talk on Tough Topics. We're talking about disasters. I don't want it to be all doom and gloom today. It's just some way to prepare yourself for the unthinkable emergencies. I'm sure, Norris, there's little tips here that you could give people. But, I mean, when you talked about batteries early on. You know, our cell phones, we're so dependent on them. And if you're in a situation for an extended period of time, your battery goes dead. What do you suggest here?
Well, I've been in exactly that situation. I was in Wilma, which was a hurricane back in 2005. And I was stranded for a week in Florida. If you don't have a car, you don't have a car charger, you're not going to charge your battery. So you could end up without any service at all. So there's only so many batteries you can have. There's only so many ways to charge. So again, you know, you tell my wife, if you don't hear from me for 4 or 5 days, don't worry. I just can't communicate with you. And they'll know that something is going on. You know, the media will pick up on it. So I think it's a matter of we can only do so much. But if we do all we can do and we're helping others, you know what? It becomes a big party. Sandy was no party, but a lot of people made the best out of it.
Well, that's where people really step forward and their authentic, you know, heartfelt, true selves come out. And stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We'll be right back. We're talking about being prepared today for a disaster if it strikes home. And this is AM 560. Stay right here. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons, and one of the things I love most is being a champion for family caregivers. At Lisa's Care Connection at Present St. Joseph Medical Center in Joliet, Illinois, we are a place for family caregivers to go for support, ask questions, find resources. Our services are always free of charge. We'd love to help you, so call us or visit us at 815-741-0077 or our website, lisascareconnection.org.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Here, the food is always fresh, the hospitality is always warm, and a helping hand is never more than a few feet away. Where is here? Lexington Square, where for 30 years, seniors have enjoyed a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Located in Elmhurst and Lombard, Lexington Square offers a full spectrum of senior living options. Active, independent seniors find lots to do and plenty of friends to do it with, while those needing assistance or memory support receive all the attention they deserve. Here, you're welcome to stay as long as you like. To schedule a visit, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. That's 630-576-4800. Lexington Square Senior Residence. You'll like it here.
Medicare is confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of health care. The Medicare Solutions Network can show you all your coverage options in easy-to-understand terms. We represent every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. We make the complex understandable, and we are your one-stop Medicare shop. Medicare Solutions Network, 800-807-3120. 800-807-3120.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Sawacki.
Chicago is.
And For My Sue says today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network, some people are so poor, all they have is money. Well, we are talking about disasters today, and every year in the United States, more than 2 million families experience a disaster or emergency situation. And I'd like to talk, I'm here with Norris Barron. He is the man on Straight Talk on tough topics. Norris, what about emergency evacuations? What about your tips here and some of your words of wisdom and knowledge?
So what happens in the middle of the night? It's 3 in the morning, and you smell smoke or you're... smoke detector goes off. You have to get out of your apartment, your condo, your house, wherever you're at. Like right now, you have no time to think about it. What do you do? First of all, I tell people when you go to bed at night, there are three things you have to have at bedside. You need to have a whistle, and I'll tell you why. You need to have a good pair of shoes, and you need to have a flashlight. Now, the good pair of shoes allows you to get out, especially if you are going to be walking in areas where there may be burning embers, maybe glass, whatever. The flashlight, obviously, is self-explanatory. You want to make sure everybody has one, including children, obviously children that are old enough to hold it and use it. Well, let's talk about the whistle. The whistle is a handy device so that if you have to wake people up in your own house or even in your building, if you live in an apartment or a condo, you can do that. And when you're using whistle, you're blowing, not inhaling, so you're not taking smoke in.
Interesting. So if there was a fire or a reason to evacuate and get out, those are your tips on evacuation.
So, all right. So now we have those three things. So all of a sudden we have to get out right now. What do? You have to know how to get out. I do a lot of traveling, and I'm in a lot of hotels, and we all know the story about hotels and counting the doors to the stairway, et cetera. So people need to know how they're going to get out, and you need to have a drill with children, especially how they're going to get out. So it's nice sometimes, you know, to turn all the lights out, put them in their bedroom and say, okay, kids, now you got to get out. If you have aging family members or people with special needs, you have to practice. The time to do this is when there's no event, because otherwise it could be very, very serious. If you're going to get out, a couple of things you probably want to take with, but don't hang around to try to find them. Take your meds, take a pair of eyeglasses.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Hearing aid if you if you have it out.
It's not totally essential if you have it out, but certainly you want glasses and certainly you want your meds. So those are just some of the things that we tell people. Make sure you have a plan. And don't forget your pets. Have a couple, if you have small animals, have a couple of pillowcases handy that you can grab, like right now. Throw your animals in them if you can get a hold of them and then take them with. Otherwise, you'll be chasing them all over your residence, and you don't want to do that. You don't want to waste time getting them. And once out, stay out. I know that's a tough order, but that's what the people that are in that business of fighting fires know. When you get out, stay out.
Now, people prepare before. But once the dust settles and people realize there has been a disaster, should they have an after-the-fact plan?
If you think about Katrina, if you think about Sandy, those are probably the two major events where the after event was probably more important than the event itself. Yeah, we could prepare for an event. We could have all the preparations for fire and all the preparations for windstorm and all that. But what happens when everything that you have is no more? Where are you going to go? What are you going to do? What are you going to need? That's why we tell people have an emergency kit. I have an emergency kit. My wife and I go through it at least twice a year. We update what's in there. We have most of the major things we've talked about earlier, the flashlights. I want to be able to see. I want to be able to have water. I want to be able to stay warm. I want to be able to stay cool if I can.
And I want to be able to call Norris Baron if I'm in an emergency. And Norris, what's the best number or the best way for people to reach you?
Well, I have a phone number, but my website, getpreparedtoday.org or norris@getprepared.org is probably the two best ways to get a hold of me. And I'd be glad to chat with you. I work with a lot of businesses and train employees how to do some of these things.
Well, all of this is so valuable, and I really do believe that we're all moving at such a pace, and until a disaster strikes home and you learn from the school of hard knocks, do you realize how important it is to have a before plan and an after plan?
Absolutely. I love talking to people about the after plan because there are so many times when we do lose everything or we can't get home. What happens if you cannot get home? And you don't have a plan. You don't. Maybe all you have is your car. You have no clothes. You have no food. Nothing. So we do need to think this thing through. Again, let's go back to the family meeting we talked about earlier. What do we do in preparation? What are we going to do during an event? What are we going to do afterwards?
Absolutely. Real quick, what's your view on when people are asked to evacuate and they choose to stay behind?
Tough call. It depends on a lot of circumstances. You have to make a good decision. In many cases, water is the biggest problem. So if you're there may be a major storm, all right, but the water that comes later could be a real tragedy for some people, and that's where a lot of people make a big mistake. They stay and they're okay through the storm, but they don't necessarily are capable of getting out of it because water just takes over.
And that must be part of the after-the-fact plan or looking at what will happen next if I don't leave.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Norris. We're going to talk about more with Norris Baron. When we get back, we're going to talk about his book, Something You Want to Get. It's available on Amazon. Stay right here on Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back here on AM 560.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
When it's your loved one, you want memory support services you can believe in. So call Oak Trace Health Services. They provide care for all levels of need with private and semi-private rooms, a secure environment, and a high staff-to-patient ratio. Plus, they're the place known for providing great care and truly caring. So when it's your loved one and you need memory support you can trust, call Oak Trace Health Services, 888-794-3342, or visit oaktracedg.com. For more information.
Antioxidants. Everyone wants to get the highest levels. Now the truth, there are 220 natural antioxidants. It is believed that tart cherries contain a group of antioxidants that when used regularly will affect your health. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons, and one of the things I love most is being a champion for family caregivers. At Lisa's Care Connection at Present St. Joseph Medical Center in Joliet, Illinois, we are a place for family caregivers to go for support, ask questions, find resources. Our services are always free of charge. We'd love to help you, so call us or visit us at 815-741-0077 or our website, lisascareconnection.org.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, I'm here with Norris Barron, author of When Disaster Strikes Home, 101 Plus Ways to Protect Your Family from Unthinkable Emergencies. Norris, when someone hears through the media that a storm is brewing and on its way, and it definitely could land right on your house or in your community, what are some of the things that you think are so important that they do to be proactive?
Well, the very first thing we need to do is decide at some point whether you're going to stay or go.
Okay.
It depends on the event. And one of the things that I find that has become so important is while we have a major event like Katrina, like Sandy, the storm itself was only part of the real problem. The real damage, the real concern, the real danger came with a surge of water afterwards. So now all of a sudden we have, in one case, we have damage done by wind, and then all of a sudden we have lots and lots of water. People that stayed couldn't get out.
Right.
So what happened? It created a lot of chaos. We have to really, I don't want to leave my house either, and I sure don't want to leave my pets, but we have to make good decisions. Unless you spend the time to think this thing through, you can end up in a very, very difficult situation. So planning for the event is one thing. What are we going to do after the wind is gone?
Well, no, like right in the moment. Okay, so something comes on the TV and it says we're going to be hit with a tornado within an X amount of time. Is there anything within that short period of time that you would recommend with urgency that people do?
You've hit on something that's really important because tornadoes give you very, very little warning.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you try to get out of harm's way, it may be the wrong direction. So the only thing you can do, and so many of us are in the same situation, where do you go? The smart money, obviously, is to try and get as far away from the force of the wind in your home. Usually it's a bathroom where there's plumbing and it'll hold things together. But in many cases, if we don't have a basement, there's not many places to go unless you want to pre-plan and get to a school or some safe building. But we even saw this year, earlier in the year, that even schools weren't safe. So it's a matter of before the event occurs, ask yourself, where is the best place for me to go? And unfortunately, a lot of tornadoes occur when we're least expecting them, like late in the day or sometimes even in the middle of the night. So it's really hard unless we all have alert radios, which I'm a big fan of, is having these emergency alert radios so you can make some decisions if they wake you up.
Yeah, those radios definitely work well, especially if you are an aging person living alone. I mean, it's very, very important, and you definitely want to plan A there if you are living alone. Now, your book is full of information, and you also have a workbook that goes with this book.
Yeah, I wrote the book to give people the basic information that they need and a lot of checklists. So it's a question of – it's not a long read. It's a very short read. You can probably read it in an evening, but it's got a lot of tips and a lot of bullet points and a lot of questions and a lot of answers. But the workbook – allows you to be able to actually execute. So how do I make a plan? How do I make an evacuation plan? You know, what information do I need to keep? How do I need to protect myself? One of the things I'll give you a really good tip. When you expect something like a lot of water, put all the things you really love in life, like photos, important papers, put them in plastic that are sealable. We lose more paper because we don't prepare. We try to carry it out and, you know, it gets wet and it's ruined. But plastic is your best friend when you see, feel, and touch water coming.
Now, when you talk about the checklists in the workbook, what exactly are on these lists, or how does that work?
Well, for example, if you want to make a disaster kit or you want to have medical supplies, it gives you a list of all the things that you should want to take. And literally, it's a checklist. You know, you check off this item, you check off this item. It gives people the mental cues to be able to say, I don't know how to do this. You open up to page 69, and there's a list that says, now I know everything I need to. So you run around the house and you just start gathering up things. You don't have to spend a lot of money doing this. This is not about money. This is not about going out and buying, you know, tons and tons of frozen food that'll last for 5 years. It's not about that. It's basics, fundamental stuff like flashlight batteries, which don't cost a lot of money, like water we talk about, like an extra blanket, you know, that extra pair of eyeglasses that you had laying around. It's those kind of things for yourself, your spouse, significant other, whatever it may be.
And even your dog, if they wear glasses, right?
If they wear glasses, especially sunglasses. A lot of dogs wear sunglasses.
Those are called doggles. They're not called goggles. They're called
doggles. I'll remember that.
Now, and so when you buy When Disaster Strikes Home, the actual book, you get the workbook with it? Is that how it works?
Yeah, they're separate. You can buy either one or both, but they're designed. We sell them as a kit, but they're designed to be able to give people, the quick read. You know, it's like reading the newspaper and then going to the digest. The digest portion is the book itself. It gives you all the basic stuff, but the workbook will show you how to be able to do this, the things that you need to collect, the things you need to have, the documents that you need to put together, all of that.
Well, there's also kits that you can put in the trunk of your car should you get stranded in the middle of a disaster. Have you seen those kits?
Absolutely. As I said, I think earlier, I have a kit. I have two big bags, and I have everything in there, and it's in my garage. And if I have to, all I do is open the trunk, throw them in, and I'm out of there. So I can do that probably in 60 seconds.
Now, you had mentioned it's always good to go home with a full tank of gas.
Yes. I recommend that wherever possible, have a full tank of gas. You never know when you have to get out. And the concern that I have is if you have to get out, you don't have gas stations necessarily that are open late or open early or even have power to pump gas. And then you can't use a credit card.
Right.
And if you don't have cash, so do it while you have the time and while you're thinking about it.
Now, do you suggest in these kits and on the checklist that cash is another item?
Always should have cash. Not a lot, but, you know, because maybe not a lot of people have a lot of cash. But credit cards may not do you much good. During Katrina, during Sandy, all of those kind of electronic devices were of no value because, first of all, there was no power, and secondly, all of the facilities that you'd expect people to be servicing were not available. People weren't around.
Yeah. You know, it's so amazing how dependable, or not even amazing, it's just so dependent on technology and cell phones we have gotten as a world. Well, I'm here with Norris Baron. We're talking about disasters. I'm going to get this man's words of wisdom when we get back here on Aging Info Radio. He has many tips, and we're going to find out a little bit more. So stay right here. We'll be right back.
Are you lost looking for good care from good people? Then look for the place known for great care and wonderful people, Oak Trace Health Services. Their rehabilitation services help people return to independence fast and stay there with an unusually low rate of rehospitalization. Their staff has all registered nurses and they're Medicare qualified. So when you need rehab, don't get lost. Get Oak Trace Health Services. Call 888-794-3342 or visit oaktracedg.com for more information.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Don't land in the wrong hands with your mortgage and create havoc in your life. If you're buying a new home or refinancing, call U.S. Lending and Finance at 630-205-5637. Trusted professionals streamline the process, finding a right fit for you. Less paperwork and more personal attention means you enter a frustration-free zone from application to decision. Don't get buried under mountains of paperwork. Simplify your life. Call U.S. Lending at 630-205-5637 or go to uslendingltd.com. You'll be glad you did.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
This is Susan Wacky, your host, and I've been talking with Norris Barron today. He's a straight talk on tough topics, and we've been talking about disasters and preparing for them. Norris, give us your tip of the day or a few tips of the day.
The first tip I would give you is you should never rely upon anyone else for your family's safety. It's your responsibility. I think we've learned the hard way. You cannot rely upon government. You cannot rely upon first responders. You are your own first responder. You're the first one on the scene when an event occurs. So take advantage of it and be prepared.
Thank you so much. And your website is getpreparedtoday.org. I highly recommend his book. Is wonderful. His workbook is extraordinary. His workbook will put you in the right place to be prepared for any disaster. It's a very great book. Well, thank you so much, Norris, for being on Aging Info Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And if you are close to 62 years young, you may already know that at 62, you become eligible to start receiving Social Security. And this age may or may not be best for you and your situation. You can contact John O'Connor. He is a safe money man at O'Connor & Associates. John will meet with you and show you many things that you most likely do not know about Social Security. Call John at 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. And let's see, my paws pooch this week is that's up for adoption is Shelby the Busy Bee, a one-year-old female hound mix. And she is hoping that you call Paws Chicago at 773-935-PAWS or go to Aging Info Radio, click on the Paws logo, and check out Shelby. She, of course, is waiting with high hopes and her paws crossed. Yes, Daisy May, that's Shelby. She's hoping. And don't forget the Paws Fur Ball is Friday, November 15th. This event is a fundraiser to help Paws. And they place so many cats and dogs in great homes, and it will definitely help them out. That's Friday, November 15th. And if you've missed any of our show today or any past shows, they're all up on podcast 24/7 at aginginforadio.com. I also have my expert partners. They each have a page there with their commercial on it, their contact information, and so much about their company. These expert partners are great businesses in Chicago area, some of the best, if not the best. So do check them out. They support Aging Info Radio. And we also list our future shows and guests. We have some listed all the way through October. We're working on November and December, and I can't believe the year is that close to coming to an end. It sure does go fast. So stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We will be back every Sunday morning. And if you have any suggestions or comments about our show, please do email me at info@aginginforadio.com. We also have an email list you can join for weekly shows and updates on our homepage. And I want to thank my guest, Norris Barron, my expert partners, Debbie, my programmer here, and AM 560. I am Susan Wacky, your host, and thank you for listening to Aging Info Radio. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560, The Answer.
All right, guys, we're coming up on a project deadline. Let's hustle.
We're working as fast as we can.
Move those 2x4s out of your way and watch out for that groundwater by the entrance.
Yes, sir.
Have a crane operator lift those pallets up to the third floor. Hey, you can't work below the lift. You guys move out till after the lift, okay?
You got it, boss.
We're on our way, people. Who's pouring the concrete up on the...